Welcome to the ITAD Talk Podcast and part three in this series.
You seem very well regarded by your colleagues for technical support and service management. What do you think sets you apart when supporting your end user clients that brought you such a reputation?
I think the thing that set me apart, I think communication. Everybody has their own strengths and weaknesses, but I have found that people that are tech savvy that go into this industry, of no fault of their own, are not necessarily people. And that's totally fine. The only problem is the industry is a people-oriented industry. You know, like you're dealing with some level of customer service and interaction and communication. So it's kind of par for the course to meet people that are so brilliant they could run circles around me any day of the week. But yet, when given the opportunity to like pick up the phone and call an end user, they're more terrified than jumping out of an airplane. So wow. I have found that the regard that I've been given is based on the fact that it's just a strength and a weakness. It's just a personality difference or approach to people. I've been in the back of the house, and because the conversation was a little bit lighter, because everybody's just doing techie stuff, I've always been more of the social butterfly to the front of the house, because it just makes the experience, the gratification in the techie part. I mean, don't get me wrong, I have my geek moments when it comes to doing certain things, and I want to focus and I don't want to be disturbed. But I actually get more gratification personally and professionally out of seeing the fruits of my labor, which to me is the people that are using it. So it's not so much like, hey, I did this really cool techie thing and it works, but I get a bigger reaction or gratification in my job over what other people think of that said thing to make their lives easier. It's not necessarily what they think of me, but it's just being able to help people do things better or more efficiently is something that I've always kind of strived for. I mean, I've met so many great people over the course of my career, but I can tell you honestly, I don't hear from any of them unless I text them first. And that's just tech guys. Like they're so into what they're doing, and God bless them. They are super, super hyper focused on what they're doing. And without them, we wouldn't have the Googles and the Facebooks and everything else in this world that are life changing. But I think in terms of customer service, I think every IT company can empathize with what I'm saying, because you can hire somebody that on paper is like a superhero.
Wow,
but
that's great.
They may not have the front of the house, appeal. And sometimes it's okay. Like I've certainly worked in plenty of places where people will describe other colleagues of mine as, well, it's, not the greatest, or this person isn't the greatest to deal with, but they fix my problem whenever I need it. So that's the benefit, I guess, the pro to being a genius is, like if you're still solving people's problems and you're kicking butt, it definitely doesn't matter to some people, because they're just really, they're not there to make friends. They're there to get their job done, which I totally understand and agree with. But I think in terms of, that cocktail party conversation of, what's it like calling your IT department? There's plenty of jokes to go around because of that kind of stereotype. And, it's unfortunate, but it's just the nature of the beast. It's the nature of people that go into this industry, and I don't fault them for it, but it's very difficult to sort of get people to come out of their shell. And it is possible, though. It is definitely possible. I've definitely worked with a lot of people that, started out literally being petrified to talk to anybody. And then all of a sudden you're hearing all these great news about this person, and they're like, oh, they're so good. They were really great, and they took care of my problem. And you're just like, wow. So some people just need an opportunity to sort of shine, and an opportunity or an introduction. And that's also where I feel like I sort of excel in terms of trying to bring out the best in people to say, hey, listen, you don't have to, talk about war and peace. You just have to convey to the person that you're helping them with their problem. and do they need any other help? Or, you know, it's just the the common courtesies that we all expect. IT guys tend to be like, you know, ones and zeros. Like, it's either working or it's not. If it's working, I don't really need to talk to you anymore.
Well, so, I mean, and being a people person and being able to, you know, teach people to work with other people, I think is a really important facet. So,
yes, I definitely I appreciate the God-given skills. I can't say that I never really, I mean, I like to think that in some respects, we never stop learning. So it always definitely pays to kind of understand how you come across to people. And if it's something that, you know, some end users are not people persons. So you also have to assess that. Like, if you're dealing with somebody who is very, you know, task orientated and driven, that's the other side of it. So you can be the most, you know, congenial person in the world. But if you're working in an environment, let's say, for example, like, I've worked for engineers and architects, and they're not exactly a bunch of chatty Cathy people. So, you know, they just, my email's not working. Okay, it's fixed. Great. Like, done. Like, there's no conversation needed, you know. So it's also, like I said, know your audience, you know, also comes into play. But, yeah.
So do you have anything else that you wanted to add or that you think we might have missed there that's important?
I mean, just in terms of, like, you were talking about the, you had mentioned, like, or I had mentioned, like, the service, managed service industry. I know that there was, you know, some of the things apply because there's so many companies out there that are outsourcing their IT. So I just think it's important, like, when you're searching for an IT support company, you want to find somebody that is consistent with how they resolve things, because there's a lot of companies out there that say they do 100 other services, but they actually really don't do any of them. And just being able to ask the questions, you know, because saying what you're doing it and doing it are obviously clearly two different things. But it's also how they assess your technology. I would definitely look for companies that, you know, not another shameless plug for Apple, but Apple gets a lot of slack for, or flack, I should say, for forcing people to upgrade, right? So, oh, my phone's only so old, and it won't take the newest operating system. That's not just a monetary strategy to get people to buy phones. That's a strategy to keep everybody current with the latest technology so that they don't run into more problems later. And one of the biggest obstacles I think a lot of companies deal with, both the managed service companies that are trying to provide them with technology and the companies that are have the technology, is there's this kind of mentality like, well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And you can't apply that to IT because everything depreciates faster than a car, you know. Yeah. So the longer you get left behind, the more painful it is moving forward with upgrading and things of that nature. And so, you know, you may get this reputation like, oh, my IT guy is always trying to upsell me. But it's really preventing you from more pain later on, because the farther you get away from where you're supposed to be, the more transitions, you know, take databases, for example, QuickBooks or accounting packages, things like that, they change molecularly over time. And the data that you have that's X amount of years old may not, you know, tables and charts and conversion factors may not convert in just the right way. But if you upgraded, say, every year or two to whatever the latest software is, then it's not as painful because you've been constantly. So it's like anything else. It's like preventive maintenance versus waiting till your engine, you know, falls out of the bottom of your car and then saying, why is it costing me so much to get a new engine, you know?
All right. So anyway, I just want to really thank you for your time this afternoon, and we'll look forward to staying in touch in the future.
Absolutely, Jeff. Thank you so much. Do you mind me asking where you found me, like how you found me or what it was that?
So I have an assistant, Jeremy that goes through and looks for possible prospects off LinkedIn that might be a good fit. And so we'll send out some inquiries and see who's interested. So, and we're also trying to get kind of a wide range. I mean, we've got, other ITAD companies like what we are, when we've got some of the people that do the auditing for R2 and ISO. And so we just kind of have a wide range of companies related to the IT industry. So it really helps to get, and it's nice to have somebody with your background too, because you're actually kind of boots on the ground there. And whereas, once again, from my background, I'm an ITAD company, so we're kind of receiving, like data center assets and things like that. So, that's kind of, it's basically from LinkedIn and also from going to some of the trade shows where we meet people as well.
Cool. Interesting. Very interesting. Well, I hope I did a good job.
Yeah, it was very good. I think it was very informative, and I think they'll will resonate with people, especially cool. Anybody that has a role like yours. So, and I mean, we all work in IT in some form or another. So, it's just different variations of it. So,
awesome. Well, I look forward to seeing the podcast, and I really, really appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, when you get it too, Thomas will send you over a whole. It really comes with a nice package, but it'll come with like a video clip. It'll come with different excerpts. So if you want to market it through your organization or send it out on LinkedIn or anything that you'd like to do with that too. So
yeah, I mean, for me, it's just focusing on. I've really gotten a lot out of LinkedIn over the last 2 years, and I think it's just something that I kind of like decided in 2022. I was just gonna, no matter what my job situation is like, which right now is perfectly fine. Just investing time in LinkedIn, I think, is just a great endeavor. It's so much more productive than any social media kind of outlet because at least you kind of feel like you're putting something into, your product is yourself, right? So you kind of self-promote and just
that's true.
Doing the work, and then this way, if the rug gets pulled out from underneath you, you feel like, okay, well, I still kind of have a presence out there, and hopefully, people will kind of understand or, see the talent, to be honest with you.
Well, what's interesting too is that through some of the, I've learned so much from some of the people that I'm talking with, and I'm just, for example, one of the guys, Chuck Cesarelli of the Inventive Group, he's back in the in Idaho near Boise. And he's been practicing lean management, based off the Toyota manufacturing system, and it's just built a fabulous company. And he actually invited us out there, and so I took myself and four people from our company, and Chuck and three of his leaders spent like 6 hours with us teaching us how they adopted and integrated lean into the organization and how they continually extract waste. And it was just amazing. So we're starting to implement that here. And I mean, just within, probably a couple of weeks, we're already seeing huge changes in the way that we're doing things and making the processes smoother and getting one piece flows and things like that. And then another example is that a guy named Dick Noble from Summit 360, he was using a management system based on the book Traction. And so we've actually hired a consultant, and we're about to start that that methodology as well. So we're going to be doing that and lean. So, I mean, our company is just transforming and changing so much just from, these conversations that I've had with people. So it's really neat.
That's great. That's awesome.
Okay.
That's awesome. Well, I wish you luck with that. That's awesome.
Well, thank you. I'm sure we'll probably do a update at some point in the future, and you can hear some of the progress.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good.
Okay.
All right, Jeff. Well, have a good day, and thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Bye. Take care.
Don't forget to subscribe and like the show on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you listen.